Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, dog trainer Alan Cable, groomer Joy Villani, communicator Joy Turner, and here are your hosts, Al Abrams and Judy Francis.
I don't know about you, that guy seems to be growing on me there. He's not as child molester as he sounded, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. I think he's jazzy. I kind of like that.
You like? He has a very white kind of sound.
I like it.
If you want to know what gets Dr. Debbie excited.
We have our answer.
I think we found it.
Big show for you today. In a few minutes, we'll talk to comedian Brian Donnelly, who will be joining us, Boston comedian. Also, we're going to be talking to a lady who's taking dogs to LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, and she's de-stressing passengers, should we say?
Exactly.
Taking them around to meet people that look stressed from traveling, because traveling is very stressful. Hey, Stacy, you look so cheerful.
Does your dog seem like he's got the munchies all the time?
He does.
Just kind of wants to sit back and take in the view from maybe your couch, not move around a whole lot? Has your dog said, hey, dude?
Well, it could be.
Your dog's getting high on pot. There's a big problem with this in Colorado. I'll tell you about it coming up on Animal Radio News.
That is exactly how Ladybug acts.
Hey. Yeah, don't you even. Now, you know that is horrible. I mean, I've had pets that almost die from getting into either pot brownies or someone's stash somewhere, so it's serious.
When they come into your office, they don't tell you naturally what it is, and you have to figure it out, right?
Oh, absolutely, and it's usually like people are, eyes are going sideways, like, oh, I can't see anything, my mom's in the room, or, and I've had family members blame it on, someone must have thrown something over the wall, and it's like, come on, it's from your stash under the bed, man. You could smell it on you.
That almost happened to me once. I'm not lying. I almost died from that. I was living with this guy, and I came home from work, and he baked these brownies, and he was in the shower, and at that time I was pretty fat, and I love sweets, and I started eating these things, and I ate like 12, and he comes out of the bathroom, he goes, where are the brownies? And I go, I've been eating them. And he goes, you ate all those? And I go, yeah. He goes, I baked those with pot. And I was so messed up. I'm not kidding. That's why my brain doesn't work anymore. I mean, to this day, I couldn't talk for 2 days. It was awful, awful.
That's like the Cheech and Chong movie.
You just did the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
Yep, that actually happened. I mean, that was a terrible... I'll never forget that. Or maybe I did forget it. I don't know. We either one. It was terrible.
Another stimulating edition of Will Dr. Debbie Get Excited? Coming up in just a few minutes.
It's just a bit, Dr. Debbie. It's like a radio bit. You know what I mean?
I'm practicing my stern, uninterested face.
That's your stern?
Hard.
That's
wow. Hard for you to do.
Yep. Yeah. Do I sound unexcited about this?
Yeah. Well, today's Dr. Debbie, will this get the Dr. Debbie excited, concerns desert rats and also the incredible silkworm moth.
Wow. That's incredible. And we actually got a sponsor for it, believe that or not. This is for Alan. Is that correct, Miss Judith Francis? We head to Aaron. Hey, Aaron, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, sir. How are you?
Good. What's going on in your world?
Well, I've got a 2.5-year-old Brittany Spaniel male that I adopted from an ad in the paper that said "breed a good home," and he's a very outgoing dog. For a Brittany, I know they're outgoing and friendly and all that, which is why I like them. But I have the sneaky suspicion he's been abused, and trying to figure out what I can do to help, bring him back. He's real leery of males.
So, Aaron, let me ask you a question. You're such a good guy to care and to want to give your dog confidence. When you come home, let's say you come home, what does the dog do when he first sees you?
Well, they run around, give a couple of little barks, nothing big, just so kind of announcing, hey, dad's home, cool. I've got them in an enclosure so they can't, run wild and get out on the road and get hit or anything.
So what makes you think this dog is afraid of you? I mean, how does the dog show you he's afraid of you?
Like me or my son will go out to feed him, he will cower down and, show like, okay, yeah, he's almost showing like he's being dominated. And
yeah, well, you know, when a dog, when he cowers down, do you mean he rolls over on his back or he just puts his head down? What does he do?
He will put his head down or sometimes just go right down to the ground on his belly. Like, you know, okay. he's almost like he's expecting to get hit.
Well, he's not, I don't want to say he's expecting to get hit. What he is doing, he's being totally submissive to you. He's letting you know that you're in charge, that he recognizes you as his leader. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. But for a dog that's been hit or a dog that lacks confidence, the best thing you can do, again, it all starts with the walk, my man. Put him on a leash, take him for a walk every day, 20-minute, 30-minute walk. He's walking at your side. You're calm and confident. He gets that energy from you, that calm, confident energy, and then you praise him for, you know, having a good walk, or whenever he does something you like, you tell him, good boy. So you teach him a trick like sit and stay, and make him stay there for 30, 40, 50 seconds, give him a treat, tell him, good boy. And he'll have a sense of accomplishing something, and that increases a dog's confidence. Whenever a dog achieves success, a dog gets confidence when you praise them.
Well, as I told your screener when I called a while ago, like I said, with me or my son, any male gets near him, he cowers down. But
well, he's showing submission.
Gets near him, he'll come right up to my wife and my daughter, and he's got no issue with that.
Well, now, again, it all starts with you. It all starts with you and you taking your dog for daily walks and then teaching males how to approach your dog. And so when you approach your dog, if you tower over your dog, that makes the dog fearful. It also, you know, a weak, insecure dog will definitely cower. What you want to do is kneel down alongside the dog, look straight ahead, and pet your dog from the side and give the dog confidence. You're the one who's going to give that dog confidence and teach the dog that, you know, he doesn't have to be afraid. He doesn't have to cower down. But, you know, that doesn't show fear. That's just showing dominance. You know, when a dog cowers down or bends down or rolls over, dog's just being submissive to you and showing you that, yes, you are in charge. That's all that is. And some dogs are strong, confident dogs. Some dogs are weak dogs. Some dogs are born with it. Some dogs are abused, and that's how they get it. But if you walk your dog every day, if you walk your dog every day and spend time with your dog will gain confidence. And that's what you want to give your dog.
Well, I spend as much time as I can working with him and all that, but I mean, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so I'm gone most of the week. But, I mean, yeah, you know, we do work with him, and I don't yell at him, don't raise my voice.
You know, but do you walk him? Do you walk him?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Walk him every day, every chance you get, whenever you're home, 20, 30 minutes a day. Just him, on a leash.
Okay.
And you will see, as you praise him, don't feel sorry for him, though. Just praise him when he does something you like. And no parade, just, hey, you're a good boy. Good job. That's it. And then move on.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Hey, thanks
you're
for your
welcome,
call.
Buddy.
Always welcome.
Are you stuttering again, Hal? Sorry, I just spit on the microphone.
I love to do that to women. I bring out the drool.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Hal. How you doing, buddy? Hello, Dr. Debbie, the ever-bubbly veterinarian.
Oh,
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I am looking at possibly adopting another fur kid, and she is a rescue dog. Not sure on her age, but she has scoliosis, the permanent curvature of her back. She's a little French bulldog.
Okay.
Gets around really good. And I was just kind of curious, what would I have to look forward to in the future as to where, for being a truck driver, being able to have her in the truck with me, is it a possibility that something could go really bad wrong and she'd lose her use of her back legs?
Well, yeah, there's some concern. And when we talk about bulldogs and Frenchies, English bulldogs, they're prone to a type of vertebra deformity, usually born with it. And it can cause scoliosis or what we call kyphosis, which is a kind of instead of side-to-side deformity, up-and-down deformity. But basically, if that's present in the neck or the upper back area, we're not likely to have any major problems. When it occurs in the lower back, that might pose more of a risk down the road. And the concern would be is that, you know, those misshapen vertebrae can put pressure on the spinal cord, and we can basically run into signs of intervertebral disc problems, pain,
wobbliness in the back legs, weakness, and definitely, you know, varying degrees of pain. So that would be my number one question, you know, maybe as you're looking at adopting this baby, is what areas? Has an x-ray been done? If not, I would definitely shoot one, because if you see the visible deformity, that says, yeah, there's a problem there. But there could be other locations that might need to be picked up by x-ray.
In the pictures and a little video they got of her, you can see where it's really bad, because actually she kind of be standing there and one paw won't be touching the ground on the back and the other one will be almost all the way over to her right-hand side standing
Wow.
there.
So she already has a pretty good disability then, wouldn't that?
Yeah, but she just gets around really good from what I can tell. Actually, you can ask Judy and she saw the little video on her.
Yeah, she hops around like a little frog, but you can tell it's back in her back end is really curved around to going towards her front end.
Yeah, and really for me, you know, just having the scoliosis is not necessarily a problem by itself, but it really is the degree of impingement we might have on the spine and her comfort level. So if I had her here in front of me, what I would do is do a good neurologic exam, kind of test her nerve function to her feet and feel along her spine. If we picked up any pain along anywhere, then those might be some signs that, you know, we could anticipate some serious problems. But definitely I'd say an x-ray of that lower back would make me feel better to, you know, kind of give you more odds as far as how big of a problem she could have, you know, with some pain down the road. So I didn't answer that question for you, did I?
Yeah, but I just wanted to call and find out, because you got all sorts of answers and you always have really good answers, Dr. Debbie.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And hopefully this little baby is going to find her way into your life. And, you know, special needs dogs are, you know, they're a tough adoption. So I would certainly commend you. Shower with lots of love.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care, personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Got an old car? You can donate it and save a life. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help. They want to keep saving lives by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car or truck, running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Call now for free pickup.
800-793-4880. 800-793-4880. That's 800-793-4880.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.